Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What time do you set your alarm for? 314-531-9898. Real question, just out of curiosity, what time do you set your alarm? I noticed that like AB had posted on like, was it Sunday night when she was coming into work on a Monday? Like, oh my God, I can't believe I have to set our alarm clock. Because our alarm clock times are set at ridiculous times in general. But I noticed that she did like 440, 445, like round numbers. I don't do round numbers. I always set it at a random weird time. Like my alarm is set for like 317. I don't do like 315. I thought that's what everyone does. I thought you don't pick like a random round square number. I think you got to be bizarre with it. It's an alarm clock. Wake you up. Be bizarre.
I always do like either a 45 or a 50. Like I do a thing of a 5.
Oh, you do a 5?
That's what I'm doing too, because it starts 445, 450, 455, 5, and so on.
But
I have 7.
I only ever set 1.
So you did it in 5-minute increments, you're saying?
Yes. Oh. But then they don't actually go off in 5-minute increments because I snooze all of them. So then I'm really getting an alarm like every 2 minutes, and it's crazy.
Wow, that is
really
crazy. How many times do you hit the snooze?
I mean, I don't. My alarms start at 4:45. I don't get up until 5:15.
Oh my gosh! Wow. It used to be a lot worse.
You have a 30-minute like window
of just the alarm going off over and over again. Mine is 3:17, and I set 1 alarm.
I used to be 4:37.
Yes, there you go. That's how you do it.
But it's weird because when I was growing up, like as a kid, I was really weird about even numbers with like the TV remote and the volume.
Oh,
but
yes,
I've since like grown out of that, but it used to be like it has to be at like 35 or 40 or something like that. Yeah. But I've kind of grown out of that. But I don't know. Am I growing back into it? Because I don't wake up at 4:37 anymore.
Huh. Really? Yeah, I think you got to set it as like a randos, like random numbers. I do like 3:11 if I'm waking up earlier, 3:17 if I'm going to like sleep in, like all getting crazy, but I'll be like 3:33. I just mix it up. I don't ever do 3:30 on the head.
Why? I mean, it's...
I don't know. That's what I thought everyone does.
No, I like mine's at 2 o'clock, all
right? Right on the head?
Right on the head.
That freaks me out.
Because I always wake up before then, usually about 5 or 10 minutes.
Do you?
Yeah,
you wake up before your alarm at 2 a.m.?
And you're just like, well, I'm not sleeping to the alarm, so I'm getting up.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
When your alarm goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning, it's supposed to surprise you.
Yeah. Well, it usually surprises my wife because I forgot to turn it off.
Something weird I do with my alarms is a lot of people just have it like set to go off like Monday through Friday or whatever.
Oh, I don't do that either.
I set it every night before I go to bed. I set my alarm.
Interesting. Okay. How do you do your alarm? Do you have it like where you schedule it so then you don't have to deal with it? It's always scheduled and done. Do you set like multiple ones? Who sets the most amount of alarms? Do you wake up before your alarm? 314-531-9898. I always just pick random numbers around the time I want to wake up, but I don't like to do like the even quarter hours or 30-minute increments. We want to take your calls after Bruno Mars. Waking up is hard. When do you have to set an alarm? I always set them at like weird random times, like around the time when I need to wake up. Like what I mean by that is like my alarm goes off at 3:17 in the morning. Yes, 3 o'clock in the morning. If I don't set it for like 3:15, I do a random thing. I thought that's what everybody does.
Why not do 3:16 and you get the little biblical thing, you know?
John 3:16.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do 3:16. I'll change it.
You know, at least kind of, you know, make it a little bit, you know, religious.
All right. This is my religious alarm. 314-531-9898. Yeah, I don't like set it for 3:15 or 3:30. I just put something random in the middle because that's what makes it fun. It's an alarm. Hannah, you are a one alarm person, but AB's like 12. Completely different.
Yeah, I don't know. And I can't snooze it either. Like when I'm up, I'm up.
Oh, you're no snooze? I know snooze. You hit snooze like 12 times, AB. Kevin wakes up before his alarm.
Yeah, because like for me, if I make it to my alarm, I've overslept, I feel like. You know? Because that's like.
Your alarm goes off at 2 o'clock in the morning. You did not
that
oversleep.
That is not oversleeping.
You know, it's a timed out thing. Yeah. It took me a while to get to that time. Over time, you know, you set the alarm for like 2:15. Well, that's too late. Okay, 1:45 was too early. So you kind of try to middle ground
it. Goldilocks did, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
1:45, that's crazy. Laura just texted in and says that she also wakes up before her alarm goes off. She says that she wakes up with Alexa.
Oh.
I forget that you can use that.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Alarm.
Yeah. Kevin uses an old school digital alarm clock still.
Yeah, I have that.
Whoa. So, yeah.
Jennifer texted in and says that she has alarms at 1:30, 1:45, 2 a.m.
Damn, those are early alarms. Colleen, you go through a range, though. When do you set your alarm for?
My first alarm is set for 6:50, Monday through Friday. And then I have a 7:10 and a 7:25.
Well, you'll sleep for another 35 minutes before your butt's getting out of bed.
No, at 7:10, I get up, start getting ready. 7:20, I start getting my two little ones ready for school, and we're out the door by 8 o'clock.
All right.
So you have alarms, like awake alarms.
Yes, and they're all labeled. They have labels saying what, you know, time to get up, time to get kids up.
Wow.
Do you label your alarms? Anyone out there label them? I don't label them.
No.
I only label my
alarm.
I have
and
like
they all
reminder.
Have different ringtones.
Oh,
do they really?
So you
they
know.
Have different ringtones. You're advanced.
Wow.
I want to be a cool alarm.
We need to
person.
Step it up.
I want to do like, if I have to remember something like for the show, like, oh, we're bringing in a prop, sometimes I'll put it on the alarm. Like, hey, so as soon as I wake up, like, oh, yeah, don't forget that. But that's the only time I ever label it. It's like, put this in your car, idiot.
Right.
That's the only time I ever label it. The alarm game is legit. We are still commercial free all morning long on the Brett Maga Show. It is Y98 St. Louis.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.